B-O-O-S-T. Instagram.
Boosting is loving.
Boost.
That's right, a beautiful day in Texas Hill Country. Hello, everybody. Hello, chat room. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the very first episode of the Boostagram Ball. We're playing tracks. We're getting sets. All the info coming up next after our first song.
One minute we were smiling for a picture on your phone. And now I call a voice saying that you're not at home. Too many closing times, too many Uber rides. But when you lose yourself, you know where to find me. You can't believe in all the filters that you're posing through. Can't hide the real inside the person that I thought I knew. So many storylines all tangled up inside with what you think is true.
I don't even know you now. I'm not sure you let me down. Because I don't know if we really ever got that high. Look into your see-through eyes. Wonder was it wasted goodbyes. You keep telling me all these bloodshot lies. You lived your life in a mirror, and it won't get any clearer until you find a way to see through all the broken glass. Can we go back to all those Saturday mornings? You used to shine so bright even when it was pouring. And as the storms blew by, it was just you and I. But I don't even know you now. I'm not sure you let me down. Because I don't know if we really ever got that high. Look into your see-through eyes. I wonder was it wasted goodbyes. You keep telling me all these bloodshot lies. All these bloodshot lies.
All the promises you wasted on your youth. You told so many lies that you believe it is the truth. You'll be what you wanna be if that's more important. If that's more important. If that's more important than me.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't even know you now. I'm not sure you let me down. Because I don't know if we really ever got that high. Look into your see-through eyes. I wonder was it wasted goodbyes. You keep telling me all these bloodshot lies.
Couldn't think of a better way than starting the first episode of the Boostagram Ball with one of our own. Sir TJ the Wrathful is how you might know him. The band is the Dorfels, Bloodshot Eyes. Kicking off episode number one. What are we doing here? Running with scissors. We're lit and we're live. Boostagramball.com is the website that looks like crap. I'm just getting everything started here. It has taken 20 years to get to this point where we can have podcasts where we play music and the artists get paid. What you need if you're doing this live is CurioCaster. Go to CurioCaster.com, connect that app to your Albi wallet, getalbi.com. You're going to figure it out, don't worry. Or you can go to the split kit, and I believe I have it set up so you can go to live.boostagramball.com and you can follow along. You'll get the album art changing. And when you hear a song, when you boost that song, or even if you're just streaming sats in real time, automatically the split, the value block is switched, the wallets switch over to the artist, and all of the sats, well, minus a small fee for everybody else. We got to make sure all the application developers get a little piece of that. So 90% goes to the artist. It is really phenomenal what we're doing here. I'm so excited to talk more about it, to let you know what I expect from this in the future and what we're going to do with this very show.
You're listening to Boostagram Ball with Adam Curry, where we're changing the music industry one Satoshi at a time.
I can't believe that you believe these fucking fake hurts. Time to stir it up and cook these very haters. What goes around will come around, it's how, believe me. This ain't a place to live your day and live it well. They've got you tripping cause you're part of the underclass. They've got you tripping.
Underclass here on Boostagram Ball. There you go. What is it called? Thanks for reminding me. If you are wondering what's going on here, this is right now the actual first episode is being recorded live in front of a live studio audience. That's what you get when you use a modern podcast app that will alert you that we're going live. Podverse currently does that, even does it on the open source app store, I believe, which is cool. If you're an artist and you're wondering, how do I get in on this action? What is actually going on here? The whole point of value for value is you give away your stuff. You put it up there. Let people listen to it. Let them download it. Let them enjoy it. But when they like what they hear, they have an easy way to return value to you. We've made it even easier now by integrating that into podcasts. So any podcast can now create a music podcast. If you have all the right bits and bobs, which I'm sure will take a little bit before that's really available for everybody. I'm using sovereignfeeds.com at the moment. And the split kit, which actually makes it quite easy for you to do this in a live environment and other ways. Then you can add your music in a number of places. If you go to wavelake.com, WAVLAKE.com, you can see a whole bunch of artists have uploaded their tracks there. You'll see little numbers next to it, Satoshis. That is value that people are sending to it, either directly from that website where you can connect your little Bitcoin Lightning wallet to Wavelake, or it's coming from podcast apps that are using the system. So if you're not live, you can use Podverse, you can use Fountain, you can use Podcast Guru, I believe Podcast Addict. I need to get a full list. We also need to make that all available at podcastapps.com so we know exactly what you can use. But this is the first episode. We're just getting started. It is a beautiful thing when you're an artist and you get such appreciation, even if it's a couple of Satoshis per minute, to see that coming in, the idea of someone listening at that moment and sending you value is pure magic. Now, you don't have to use Wavelake. You can also add your music directly into podcastindex.org. You can just act as if your album is a podcast and each individual episode is a track. You can even put in lyrics. You can put in album art with chapters. If you're listening on a modern podcast app to this right now, the chapters should be completely synchronized with the music. So if you go take a look at the chapters or take a look at the art that's displaying, the moment... Hold on a second. Did that slip back for me? Let me see. I'm trying to see if this is all functioning. It's supposed to... Hold on one sec. I believe the idea is when a song ends that it then... Okay, I have to add that. Hold on a second. Let me add that little thing there. Okay, so now when it ends, the Satoshis go back to the show. There we go. That's fixed. Nice. Where was I? Yes, you can also upload to podcastindex.org. You can use Podcaster Wallet to connect your Lightning Wallet for that. You can do it probably through Conchax.app. Pretty sure you can probably do it through Fountain directly, or go to ellenbeats.com. You can see more music there, and you can use the musicsideproject.com or even dystopia.com. We're just getting started. This is the first value for value music podcast, not the last, I guarantee you. And we're playing songs that we played over the past couple of months and had a good time playing, like this one, Cherry on Top. Love having all these artists available at my fingertips.
I'm not as dense as you think I am. I know that you didn't know that I knew about your little plan. But you had to go and tell everyone about my intention that you hadn't won. But I bet you're wondering why a cute little knife doesn't hurt my back like you thought it would. Well, thankfully, you did the hard part for me, and I just think it's good. You put the cherry on top for the mess you made, but I'll leave it out to rot. Won't say a lot, won't give you the reaction that you want. So you cherry on top. Corner of the room, 'cause I know that you aren't used to having it all given back to you. And though it might be tempting to see your face redden and cry like a little boy, you might deserve it, but it don't serve a purpose. And though I'm 5'2", I'm still the bigger person. Cheering yourself for the mess you made, but I'll leave it out to rot. Well, honey, I hope you know that I wish you well. Or maybe I don't, but you know that I never tell. Cherry on top for the
cherry on top.
Booster.
Booster.
Booster. Boostergram ball.
Did it get very far? Fault lines inside of us. And all the colors bleed. Brake lights with no gasoline.
Looking for You, and thanks to Pastor Combsy for sending that song my way and for actually onboarding one of his favorite artists here, which is something y'all can do. It's very simple. You just show any musician how this works, and a great way to do that is look at the Wavelake Top 40. Not the only way, of course, but is an easy way to show that actual value is coming in for these tracks. And I want to thank a couple people for getting this rolling. And it's there's a lot of moving parts here. It's really crazy for me to be doing a music show again. I appreciate everybody who sent in artwork for me and little sweepers and openings and all kinds of stuff. All of that is incredibly welcome. AdamatCurry.com. Of course, you can always boost a link if you want to. And let me look at a couple of boostograms that have come in right now so I can just read these off. We have Oma boosting the first episode. It's lit. Dreb Scott with 1,000. We've got Dave. I can only presume that is the one and only Pod Sage who's on vacation. 25,000 sats. He says, my boost from the Boostagram Ball live site isn't working on iPhone Safari. We'll keep trying. Yeah, I have a feeling that's probably a misconfiguration on my end. I think we put a live link to the split kit in on podcastindex.social. Probably better to get it from there. By the way, before that, it was Ainsley Costello, Cherry on Top. We got some boost for that as well from Dreb Scott, who sent us a row of ducks. Hold on a second. Which probably while we're doing this, you get a little bit of a little duck sound there. There you go. Boosting Cherry on Top, Ainsley Costello on Boostagram Ball. Great tune, he says. Absolutely. And really, most of that, 90% of that boost went straight to Ainsley. She walked in with her parents into the Bitcoin. What is that up in Nashville? Bitcoin Park, and said, I guess the Wavelate guys are there, and they convinced her to give it a shot, try out value for value instead of going the traditional route. And man, I've got a lot of people interested. I've got a lot of people who were doing radio shows, music radio shows, who are really jacked about doing some music shows and playing their music, not the stuff their station manager or the music director makes them play. Dank Steady, 1,000 sats, says, thanks, Podfather. In the morning from Sir Dank Steady of Doty Island. Then we have Kevin Bay with 10,000 sats. Thank you, sir. We got Dreb Scott, Boostagram Baller Boost. You got it. Chad F. He boosted the underclass with 1,000. Tone Wrecker tested it out there. And C. Brooklyn 112 with 33,333 boosting to Running with Scissors. We appreciate that. And here we go. IPFSpodcasting.net. I should probably explain that we're doing more than just the live boosts and the music wallet switching, which has a technical name called remote item or value time split, but I'll just call it wallet switching, music wallet switching. And he sent a boost. Thank you from Boostagram Ball for hosting via IPFS podcasting. Two time share. Okay, so what is going on here is we're basically completely sovereign in this endeavor, and we are hosting the actual MP3 file, which hopefully you're listening to, through the IPFS network, which is in essence a bunch of home servers that people host at home or around the globe, and they can choose to pin this podcast and host all those episodes or maybe just the most recent one. And when you boost the show, they also get a piece for pinning the MP3 files and supporting the distribution of the podcast. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot going on. Mike Newman, thank you very much for, he sent us a little mini Striper boost. I should probably get the little Striper donation sound up there for you. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. And we got one from, I'm looking for something from PodFans. I would be hoping that Sam and the kids over there would be using PodFans. We'll keep an eye on the boosts as they come in. Meanwhile, let's play another song. This is another one we played on Podcasting 2.0. Sarah Jade, love this song. You're going to listen to the track Wait Destiny.
Boostagram Ball.
Wait Destiny. Destiny. Say you're still be running as fast as these legs can carry, jumping hurdles, keeping time. Heaven's closed, can't place my order. Gotta say, I'm running behind. Wait, destiny, longer for me. Come on, wait, destiny, don't you? Wait,
Wade, Wait Destiny, Boostagram Ball, episode number one. Oh, man, remember, if you're listening to this after the fact, not live, which is where most people will listen to it, even if you decide to, if you're like, you know, I should have probably boosted that song, you can just rewind and start playing from the beginning, wherever you want, and boost it from there. That's the beauty of it. It works anywhere within the show. And when you're boosting or when you're streaming sats during the song, the wallet is automatically switched and goes over to the artist. And they, in fact, can split their payment any way they want. I think this is kind of the big revolution of what Value for Value does when it comes to Value for Value streaming payments and boostergrams. Everybody participates in the value flow. So it's not like, you know, with an advertisement or something that, you know, the podcaster gets paid and the app developer who has the app out there, the infrastructure, everyone just, you know, you can charge something for your app. You can charge something for your hosting company, you know, for the hosting of the file. But really, when people value this, you'll see that people value it at a much higher rate than what you might get. Well, for instance, Spotify. I mean, Spotify, you can have 100,000 streams and you may get, you know, $10 at the end of the day, depending on what kind of deal you have. It's really not a great product over there. So you can also, as a podcaster, you can decide to, if you have, you know, if you're two hosts, you can split it 50-50. You can give another piece to someone who promotes the show or does some production work for you. The same when you're listening to a song. When the song is playing, right now, it probably mainly goes to one wallet, but the artist can set it up. If you do it through MusicSideProject.com. I'm not sure if Dystopia does that yet, but you could always use PodcasterWallet.com at PodcastIndex.org, or even use Fountain or Conshax with an X.app. You can split that. So you could split it between writer, composer, and every band member who played on the track. And it's transparent. You can take a look at it. You can see who's getting what. So you don't have to have contracts anymore. You can just go take a look. Oh, I'm still getting my 5% or my 10% or whatever it is. Everything's good. And you can see it coming into your own wallet. It goes directly from the person listening using a podcast app. Remember, podcastapps.com, directly to all the splits, all the wallets. And again, when we're playing the music, it splits right over to the artist and however they want to split that up. Man, I heard a pretty interesting podcast. It was a Pod News Weekly Review talking about the state of podcasting. It was an interview with Rebecca Sanna. So I want to talk about that in a minute. But first, let's get back to our music. Ali Mitchell, When This Is Over. Boost!
All of a sudden, you know. change. I know it's strange. This is what you wanna make over. You wanna lift off. When this is all over.
Allie Mitchell, When This Is Over. Man, it had a real kind of, I don't know, I like that song because it had a bit of a Prince, a little bit of a Lenny Kravitz vibe to it. I'm not quite sure what it is. There's something nice about it. And the quality of the music, man, I'm really digging what's out there. And again, it'd be great if you can get your favorite musician, artist, band, whatever, get them on one of these platforms. I'm going to put all of that into the show notes. You can hear some of those boostergrams coming in live. Let me read some of these because it's interesting to see what people are talking about. Mr. Robot just sent 4,000 sats. Shout out to the smoking hot producer that made the artwork for today's first Boostagram ball on the index. I wonder, would that be someone you know? Chad F. Oops, Stephen B. came in. Digging When This Is Over. Love that funky bass sound. Oh, yeah, man, absolutely. Chad F. With 3333. Just got my Podverse notification on iOS. Okay, so it's a little late, but, you know, it's a brand new feed. This is Running With Scissors, as usual. Straight from the podcast index, Mr. Robot with a short row of satchel of Richards. 1111. In the morning, really enjoying this. Can we give official detox music? I can be a boost. Well, that's an interesting idea. Okay, so I hadn't really counted on this, but why don't we see if we can do a request like that? So the cool thing about the setup for you podcasters who are interested in getting into this, go to thesplitkit.com. It'll blow your mind because you'll be like, what is this thing? There is documentation. It took me a little bit. And thank you very much, Stephen B., for helping me out the other day, doing a whole screencast with me to explain it. Stephen B. And Alex Gates, by the way, they came up with the whole spec for what we're doing here, that this wallet switching is even possible. It's really, I don't use the word often, but it's awesome. Really appreciate what you guys have done. And Stephen B. has just put together all these wonderful things like sovereignfeeds.com, which is where I make the podcast feed, where I do the live episodes. Everything all gets done there for all my podcasts, actually. He also gets a percentage of all of my podcasts. And so I don't have to pay him anything for it. When you boost, when you stream, it goes to him as well. That's the way the value flow is supposed to work. Let me just type in detox music here. And what is it that... I can be, let me see. Oh, there it is. So this is what's nice about this system. All of the songs that are listed value for value show up in the split kit, and I can easily find stuff and get it on the fly. Let me see. Now I'm going to bring this up. Let's see. Let's see if we can do this for a second. There you go. By request. Oh, man. I don't even need a producer. I can still do it myself. All right. This is for Mr. Robot by request. And thank you to Dame Jennifer and Tone Wrecker sending him boost. We really appreciate it. Yes, it's experimental. Hello, Darno. I see you. Here it is. Detox music. I can be. Boost! I can be over, I can be over. Thank you. Detox Music, I Can Be, on the premiere episode of Boost the Gram Ball, by request. We can do it all. Gotta love that, man. Love it. I'm not going to do a lot of requests today. Of course, if you're listening live in... now, I really got to get the full list, guys. You need to send that to me. Podverse, Podfriend, Fountain, Podfans, CurioCaster, and Podcast Guru. I'm pretty sure those all do the live stuff. Several of those also have a chat. If not, you can always find the chat room. Oh, that's a good question. I probably should put that link up somewhere. And I wonder if that that would be something maybe we could even integrate into SplitKit, just as, you know, just some technical info I'm thinking about here. Oh, man. I had never thought this would happen like this. We tried this in 2007, I think, or 2008, with something called the PodSafe Music Network. And the idea behind it then, since we didn't have any payment mechanisms, we didn't have the Lightning Network, we didn't have value for value payments. Value for value as a concept was just starting then with the No Agenda show. But we didn't have the actual mechanisms for that. And the idea there was you give a license to the podcast, PodSafe Music Network, and that license essentially allowed any podcaster to download that music, play it on their show, as long as they reported back to the network, so you could see that it was played, and would put it in their show notes, which, you know, by itself was pretty good. We even had a lot of established artists who owned some of their back catalog came in and they put that up. I'm expecting some of that to happen with the value for value streaming music as well, value for value music and podcasts. But what we've done now with this wallet switching eliminates the entire need for you as an artist, as a musician, as a band, as an orchestra, whatever you are. It eliminates the need for ASCAP, BMI, Buma, Stamina, SoundScan, Harry Fox Agency, publishing. I mean, you own your own publishing. You own your own copyright. But when you put it up value for value on Wavelake, MusicSideProject.com, directly on PodcastIndex.org, using Fountain to set up your wallet and get it into the index, just as it would look like a podcast, only it's an album and your tracks. When you do that, you are in complete control. In complete control, and you'd be amazed how much value people are willing to send. Again, whenever they're streaming sats, whenever you are listening and want to just give the artist an extra boost, that goes directly to the artist and the splits they've put in place. Mary Kate Ultra boosted 25,000 sats. I'm not sure if that went to the show or if that went directly to Detox Music, but Mary Kate says boost live and be a part of podcasting history. Tone Wrecker, He boosted for I Can Be. I can see it right here, actually. It shows up. How cool is that? From the Split Kid. By request, boom, I see the artwork change on the requested track. So cool. Yes, indeed. I wanted to mention that I was listening to Pod News Weekly Review, and they had on Rebecca Sanans, I think her name is. She's a producer, and she comes from the NPR world. She got into podcasting and wound up producing initially Pivot, which is my hate listen. We all know that. Love Pivot. Love to hate to listen to it with Kara Swisher and Prof G, which is a good show. I just, you know, they just irk me, which is why I listen to it religiously. And then she went to Spotify and started producing, or actually to Archwell, I guess, but it was put on Spotify, the Harry and Meghan podcast, which was not a big success. In fact, not many of the Hollywood celebrity-based podcasts that Spotify put a lot of money into were a success at all. Not the Obamas, not Kim Kardashian. I was ready to not like her when she was on being interviewed on the most recent episode. But there was a couple of things I really agreed with her. And she said that, you know, we lost something. Well, we didn't, but the podcast industrial complex lost something with all the celebrity podcasts, and it went from literally being all these cool different voices. When we first started out, Madge Weinstein, the bloated lesbian rock and roll geek show with Michael Butler, Dawn and Drew show, the two wacky kids who lived in a farmhouse in Wisconsin, Callie Lewis. My goodness, there were so many cool podcasts, so much different stuff that was out there. And it kind of got snowed under by this, you know, this group of people who thought, well, no, we can be NPR or, you know, some kind of professional radio thing over here. And while the money was cheap, while the interest rates were almost zero and companies like Spotify could get their hands on lots of cash and pour it into projects like that, sure, it was lots of work, and now that has just evaporated. Rebecca even talks about that. But then she wrote this article for, I think, Vanity Fair. And the crux of it, which was not quite the same as the interview, the crux was a little harsher and a little more kind of mainstreamy, you know, from her perspective. And podcasting's no longer cool. It's kind of over as we know it. Should we be looking for a different name? And she was a lot more nuanced on the show, but she really said that it turns out it was a big mistake to have people who actually know what podcasts are, to have them producing podcasts for people who don't really understand the beauty of all these disparate voices, and it kind of being raw and not 100% perfect. Even though I've got chops from doing this crap for over, 43? How many years have I been doing this? 43 years? It's not perfect. Everything's not the way it exactly should be, but I think that's what's so appreciated. And now, while she is questioning whether podcasting is over, I think what we're proving right here is we have just created an entire new category of podcasting, music podcasts, where the artists get paid. That's right. We play tracks, they get sats.
Gotta keep grinding every day, never stop, gotta find a way. Keep on hustling, never quit, pushing through, you can handle it. Gotta keep grinding every day, handle it. Gotta keep grinding every day, handle it. Gotta keep grinding, handle it. Never stop, gotta find a way. Gotta keep grinding, handle it. Handle it. Gotta keep grinding every day, handle it. Gotta keep grinding, handle it. Never stop, gotta find a way. Find a way, keep on hustling, never quit. pushing through, you can handle it. Gotta keep grinding every day, never stop, gotta find a way. Keep on hustling, never quit, pushing through, you can handle it. Gotta keep grinding every day, never stop, gotta find a way. Keep on hustling, never quit, pushing through, you can handle it. Gotta keep grinding every day, never stop, gotta find a way.
Boost, boost, boost.
Lazy, handle it on Boost the Gram Ball, the premiere episode, episode 01. These are all tracks that we played previously on Podcasting 2.0, which is usually in this slot. I want to say a big shout out to my brother from another mother, Dave Jones, who's probably in California looking at Redwoods. And Brian, he's probably listening if I know him. We did see, I think, a boost come in from him earlier. So much fun to do this. You know what's great about it is that this is not one platform. It's not one company or one organization. This is the opposite of Silicon Valley's system where you give them all your creativity and you get crap, nothing, zero. Instead, this is all these different people and servers and organizations who are able to interoperate through RSS. If you don't know what RSS is, man, you should really get yourself an education. It is the open syndication distribution standard that's been around for, I'm going to say almost, probably more than 24 years, but it's it still keeps a lot of the underpinnings of the internet together. Blogs, pretty much still, I think every blog will have an RSS feed. If your podcast doesn't have an RSS feed, I'm sorry, you probably don't have a podcast, because it should be able to be received on any podcast app, any podcast system that understands RSS. I just saw in the chat room that Podcast Addict also can get the live stream as we do the show live. They unfortunately don't do boostograms yet, but they have value for value streaming. So that's good news for those of you on Podcast Addict. It's just so nice to have all of these things completely integrated. We can just do it. And we don't need permission from anybody. No one needs permission. You don't need permission to start a podcast. You don't have to be a certain way. You can just go to a hosting company, or you can use something like Castapod or Sovereign Feeds. Or even if you want, you can do one with Notepad. You could even write your own RSS feed. I am Mr. Robot. This is revolutionary. Go podcasting. And Alex Gates coming in, the infamous Alex Gates, with 2002 sats. All that lovely compression is ruining the juicy bass in the dance tracks. I'm sorry, man. That's my sound. Just going to have to live with that. Anybody can do their own song, their own version of a music show. And I actually did back it off a little bit, but man, when it's pumping, it gets my blood jumping. Know what I'm saying? Here's the first song we ever played testing the original system of the value time splits, the wallet switching. Say hello to Joe Martin, High Gravity on the Boost of Gram Ball.
Empty bottles on my floor, number written on my hand. I don't know who the number's for. Sunlight through the blinds, wind at night turning to day, memories like shattered pieces in my mind. I could put them back together, but it won't matter anyway. I'm so heavy from that high gravity. I don't know why I do the things that I do to me. It's like I'm glued to the beat, hearing voices in my head that say it's always one too many rounds. Now that high gravity keeps holding me down. Need to get back on my feet. No, I will, but I don't know when. It feels like every other week I need to learn to walk again. Say it's always one too many rounds. And now that high gravity keeps holding me down. Oh, it keeps holding me down. Oh, it keeps holding me down.
Oh, man, Joe Martin, thank you for putting your music up and being the first man. You popped our value for value music cherry for sure. High gravity. Joe Martin. Joe Martin music here on the very first episode of the Boost the Gram Ball. And I kind of timed it right. I was thinking I'd do about an hour's worth. It's been years and years and years since I've done a music show that wasn't just completely seat of my pants. I had to prep this one because, you know, getting everything lined up and making sure everything's in the split kit so that the album art changes. And again, if you're listening to this in either on the web, you might have just hit a player somewhere or a legacy podcast app. Support these artists, support the show, support the entire infrastructure of podcasting 2.0, value for value, including IPFS podcasting.net, all the people who are hosting the show. I'm presuming that that works, by the way. Support them by getting a modern podcast app at podcastapps.com. The ones that that work, as far as we know, are Podverse, Fountain. Fountain, actually, the new version, I don't know if the new version is out yet, the beta, do something very cool where, as a part of the podcast episode, you can not only just listen to the music and the show itself, but then you can hit, what is it called? It's I think it's called references, and because it can be anything, but in this case, we're using songs, and you can see each of those songs. You can boost them from there. You can get to the album. It's a whole ecosystem is being put together there. Podfriend just saw a boost coming in from Podfriend, I think. Yep, Mike Newman, 7778. He did that twice. Thank you very much. Boosting the ball through podfriend.com. Howdy Martin, he says. Let's see who else we have here. Oh, there's This is interesting. I think this is an automatic thank you. Now, I have, for IPFS podcasting, I have two little servers in my home. They're literally sitting here in the studio. One runs on an old Surface laptop. The other one runs on a Start 9 Pro, which I'm very pleased with, which is a complete sovereign software system, but you can also load that yourself on your own hardware. And so I got a, here it is, 47 sats. Thank you from the Boostagram Ball for hosting. And it has the title there, via IPFSpodcasting.net, 2x share, 2 IPFS nodes. This is working. This is working. Hello, Martin Lindiskog. Thank you very much for your 420 boost. excuse me. And Anonymous, oh boy, Anonymous really came in with the goods. Thank you so much. 123456
123,456
Satoshis.
Sakala, 20-inch blaze on the Impala.
Very much appreciated, Anonymous. Anonymous always showing up at the end of the show. And we are kind of at the end of the show. I have a lot of post-production to do. If everything goes okay, then you will actually be able to see the chapters will synchronize with the music that's playing. SplitKit has a way to output that. And that will synchronize beautifully with the album art. It should also, I don't know if they include a link. It should, if it doesn't, have a link to the homepage for that artist. If not, we'll try and get all of that into the show notes. Boostagramball.com. It's a piece of crap right now. As usual, I'm looking to create a community here. I'm looking for jingles. I'm looking for you to point me towards awesome music you love. I'm wanting to be onboarding people. We need artwork. We need all kinds of things. We just need the community to step in, step up, and make this kind of podcasting a huge success. Thank you to all of Podcasting 2.0, everybody who participated in this first episode, everybody who's been here holding my hand as we run with scissors. It's very, very much appreciated. One more song before I go. That'll be Corey Keller, It's So Hard to Feel Alive. We'll see you next week. Until then, adios, mofos, a hooey hooey, and such.
Instagram.
Making my way past 4 a.m. It's a long drive again. Searching for something to pass the time as you keep driving these nails in my head. South, darling, to a place that I caress. Maybe find some peace for my soul. Maybe I can. Maybe I can. I just wanna fall asleep with you next to me. Feels the same anymore. Not like the way it was before. So I'll keep counting these lines on this old highway drive till I just can't anymore. I feel so empty, I can't keep pushing myself to be this way. Maybe I'll find some peace for my soul. Maybe I can. Maybe I can. I just wanna fall asleep with you next to me. Damn hard to feel alive.
Boostagram.
Boostagram.
Boosting is loving.
Boost.
Go podcasting!